Here at the 2014 NFL Combine with ESPN's John Clayton, the professor. John, first question. How many combines is this for you?
This is really going to age me, but this is my 25th consecutive combine, 25. I've been doing this since 1990, so I know my math is right by taking it to 204, but isn't that amazing to think that it's been all that time, but it's been, and how it's grown? I mean, because we used to be in the lobby of the Holiday Inn, which was right next door, and we would sit in the lobby. There was like about 12 of us reporters, and we would watch all the teams fight for players. And I'm not talking about, you know, just having little arguments. They would have fist fights if the guys would try, because it was hysterical.
Now, talk about just that transformation. It continues to get bigger and bigger and better. Just even this year, how has it changed from last year?
I mean, you can see that there's just more interest and more things going on. There's more Radio Rows going on. I think Gil Brandt just told me that they're going to exceed 800 as far as credential, which is about 100 more than last year. And the press conferences are even more structured. I mean, Joe Philbin opened with the very first press conference. How appropriate is that because of the Miami Dolphins situation? And so, yeah, it's getting bigger and more amazing. My guess is, you know, 250 players will probably do their group interviews. So it's amazing to see how this thing has grown, and it's only going to get bigger. I mean, this is, you think the baseball winter meetings were big? This is much bigger.
Let's talk a little bit about the Kansas City Chiefs. Obviously, you were at Arrowhead this year, saw a couple games. Give us your thoughts of the 2013 season and then looking forward.
Well, I think the biggest thing is just trying to make sure that everything is being added to, because, you know, Andy Reid and John Dorsey did such a great job with the starters. Now it's a matter of building up the depth, because, I mean, this was a reasonably healthy season for the most part. Now it's a matter of building enough depth because, you know, you're not going to have years where there's going to be so few injuries, and so building that up. And, you know, I thought the big thing that John did and Andy was, you know, take 30 new guys to start the season and then start to filter through those and then, you know, start, you know, going out and getting guys off practice squads and trying to build that. And that's what I think is going to be done. The one thing with Andy is he's so good at is being able to try to identify players and what they need and develop them. John's great at finding the players. And so it's just kind of building on it. Clearly, they're going to have to maybe, you know, find a replacement for Brandon Albert, but there's a draft to try to do that. They've got to get better at wide receiver. And obviously on defense, I think, you know, with maybe one or two exceptions, the team's pretty well set. But, you know, there was a reason that this team did well. It had a pretty good base of talent. It had great acquisitions in the offseason and in great coaching with Andy Reid.
Last question, just speak to the free agency. Obviously, March 11th, the big league year starts. Thoughts there?
Well, I mean, I think the most part is, you know, this team won't be as aggressive in free agency because there's not as much of a need to. I mean, some upgrades that need to be made. But I think the biggest thing is, and Andy knows this, as does John, it's better to build through the draft because at least for 4 years, you get a chance to get the player. If you get a player and pay big in free agency, you may or may not have them 2 or 3 years. And so, you know, there'll be some strategic type of moves in that regard. But the big thing, particularly with a draft like this is a good draft. I mean, when you have 98 juniors that come in and a lot of them are top level type of juniors, then it's going to get that much better.